USA Radio News.
The Texas Tribune is reporting that under a state order, the National Guard will be sending 10 massive armored personnel carriers to the border. The M113 vehicles, which look like tanks, were originally intended to transport foot soldiers across battlefields, and it's not clear what purpose the Vietnam-era carriers would serve at the border or whether weapons will be added to them. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been describing the flow of migrants into the U.S. from Mexico as a, quote, invasion. President Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, got married Saturday in the first White House wedding in almost 20 years. Lyndon B. Johnson's daughter, Linda Johnson, married in 1967, while Richard and Pat Nixon's daughter married in 1971. In North Carolina, a girl has died after a truck loses control.
A girl has died after being hit by an out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade in North Carolina. The event was airing on WTVD. The television station had their helicopter over the scene as part of the broadcast Saturday morning.
There is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control. At this point, Lauren, the indication we're getting from eyewitnesses there on the scene is the driver is honking, yelling out the window for people to get out of the way.
No one else was hurt. The driver is facing several charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
2 months ago, a nationwide railroad strike was avoided at the last second, but it's still on the table as the holidays approach. Unions have argued that the agreement doesn't do enough to improve working conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CEO of Transportation Corridor Agency, which oversees the country's tollways, has resigned following an internal investigation into allegations of misconduct. Samuel Johnson, who has been paid administrative leave since September 5th, effective November 25th, he was placed on paid leave when an employee in an exit interview mentioned the misconduct allegations. Officials would not disclose details of the allegations of misconduct. If you regularly use earbuds, you might be one of the approximately 1 billion people worldwide who are at risk for hearing loss due to unsafe listening. According to a study published this month in the BMJ Journal, up to 1.35 billion people ages 12 to 34 could be at risk for hearing loss due to unsafe listening practices. Already, the World Health Organization estimates that over 430 million people worldwide have disabling hearing loss. Prevalence of the condition, quote, may almost double if prevention is not prioritized, according to the organization. Tesla is recalling more than 320,000 U.S. vehicles because of issues with their taillights, the company stated in a filing made public. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.